Blog Talk Radio.
It's still morning somewhere. Yeah, on some coast or somewhere. They doing the morning still. Yeah. The morning drip. Suleiman Bay. Blog Talk Radio. How y'all doing out there? Yeah, hope all is well. We're going to get to it and do it. Get yourself ready. Y'all should be already ready, man. Do it fluid. Coffee. Whatever you're meditating on. Whatever you're cheating on. Yeah, yoga. Whatever you're doing. Yeah, it's our lunchtime out there in the world on a Friday. Woo! Yeah. I just want to thank y'all for coming through. Once again, we're blessed to have another day. We're here on Blog Talk Radio in the morning drip. And, you know, we adventure into a whole bunch of stuff, man. You know, I get to talking and we just go. But I always try to keep it on the topic. And I like to at least get through the topic before we go on to something else. But, you know, we got a broad array of issues in the hood, in the community. So we got a lot of stuff to deal with. And that's what this is about. So today, we're going to go into another level. We're going to be dealing with business fundability, and business formation. And we're going to travel down that road today and just discuss some things about the advantages of having a business and having a business set up right where you can actually get funding and you can get cars and gas cars and stuff. We could really be accessible to things that allow you to flourish. We got to get out of the moms and pops. You know, we got businesses, we spending our own money. It's hard. The black dollar, they're not trying to give you nothing. So that's what this is about today. And so we're going to get into that. Don't forget to check us out, Legal Empowerment Group, 101.com. That's the website. And don't forget to go to supernaturalgalleries.com for your NFT tokens and your super coin, your S-Gala coin. And don't forget to go over to health. That's the word health, like healthcare, /E/A/L/T/H.info. You got to put the slashes in between each letter, health.info. That's for the nonprofit, our nonprofit. And you help out with a donation, a one-time, a monthly, yearly, or whatever you see fit to finance to raise a nation. Also, don't forget to go for your feminine hygiene products. Go to queenkitty.net and queenkitty at Instagram. And also, what's that website for, what's the Instagram link for legal empowerment? Because I know it's a lot of information there also, and I need to put that in on the show.
Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group.
Instagram at Legal Empowerement Group. So yeah. That's how you go in there and you can find a what's all on there. See, I'm
everything on Instagram. You got everything you need to know about getting your business funded, creating fundability and credibility, and also I've thrown in a couple of tiers on there where they can go add on some little starter tiers to start up their business creatively, get some credit started up.
Okay, so that coincides with what this is about today, business fundamentals. So go on over to Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. That's without the 101. That's just Legal Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group, right? Correct?
Yeah, it's just Instagram at Legal Empowerment
Group. Okay, go over there and check that out. See the type of information and stuff over there to help you out. We appreciate you coming through. Okay, so this is the thing. Black businesses and people having businesses. So I pulled a report today. You know, that's what I do. I go into businesses. I see black people, and I'm going to use the word black here today because that's the word y'all familiar with, and that's what they call us and what you call yourself. So just for the sake of time, this show is about business today, so you can say what it is, okay? So when I go into the black businesses, I start talking to them, and I start asking them questions, and come to find out that the majority of us don't know anything about business credit. We don't know anything about Dun & Bradstreet. We all know about the three big credit bureaus for personal credit, but we don't know about three big bureaus for business credit, okay? So that's a major impediment if you're doing business. And if you've been doing business for a long time and you don't know these things, you don't know about your DUNS number, you don't know about getting finance, having vendors report, you know, getting credit from them, doing business like that. If you don't know stuff about like that, then more than likely, if you're successful, it's all been on your own, out your own pocket, because you haven't used the business model for the American dream. The American dream is to borrow money, use other people's money to do what you, to open up businesses and do what you're going to do. That's what the American dream is about. American dream is not about your own, spending your own. When you see these people, Donald Trump and them, all these bills and the stuff they got, not spending their own money. Yeah, sometimes you put some of your money in, but the bulk of this stuff is finance, so that's what we have to understand. So on my journeys going into different black businesses, come to find out, they don't know nothing about what I'm talking about. They don't know nothing about Duns & Bradstreet. They don't know what it even means, what I'm presenting to them. So I have to break it down to them and equate it to them like this. You understand personal credit, right? In the personal credit world, everybody is born, they say, with some credit, right? But they don't just allow you to access it to the fullest. You just ain't born with an 850. You're born with a squeaky clean record, meaning that you ain't burnt nobody or nothing. So somehow, whoever the first person to deal with, you got to judge whether, you know, they can trust you or not. Somebody got to give you a chance to create a record. Once you get a chance and a record is created, then they extend more credit to you. The more better you do with that credit, the more credit they give to you, the more they extend, right? That's personal credit. Well, it's the same with business credit, when we're business. If you're not reporting, if your business is not being reported, then in the business world, they don't know that you're doing business. They don't know you exist. You don't have no bank financials on record with them. You don't have nothing on record with them other than a name of a business with a number. That's it. So you don't have nothing support that you're doing business. You don't have nobody reporting, no payment experiences. In order to get a paydex with DUNS, you need payment experiences. Meaning somebody has to be reporting that, hey, I gave this person some credit, some product, and, hey, they paid me, and they not only paid me, they paid me on time, or they not only paid me, they paid me late. Whatever the cost, they're going to report it, just like on regular credit. So you need this to build up your credibility. The more credibility you have, the more openings and opportunities add on to you. Do you want to add on to anything on that? That's why I'm going.
Yes, and also you would want to know what kind of business do you want to structure. I mean, because first off, LLCs is not for everybody. LLCs is not for everybody, and you want to know if you want to have a corporation or a nonprofit. So how do you go about, you know, let's teach them how to go about even getting business credit with those. You know, most people think you can't have business credit with nonprofits as well.
Well, the business credit doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter what kind of company you are. It has a number. It has a social, what y'all call a social security number. It has the EIN, employer identification number. Then it's doing business. You have to understand everything is business in this country. Everything is a business in the corporation. So the same model applies.
So that even applies for people that want sole props, have sole proprietorship?
Anybody with an EIN.
Okay, y'all hear that? Anybody with an EIN, so are you sole props out there? Are you LLCs? Are you corporations? Are you nonprofits? Let's start building this business credit. Stop using your personal credit. Stop using your funds. It is 2022. It's time we use OPM. And in that world, we call that other people's money. We use other people's money 2022.
Now, understanding the advantages and the disadvantages of that. So, for instance, if you're not known in the credit world, we just got that understanding. So when you go to apply for stuff, everything you're applying for, you're applying for on behalf of your Social Security number. So even if you got an LLC or whatever you got, it doesn't even matter because everything you're applying for, you're still applying for it under your Social Security number. And that's not how the business world works. And that's not how it's supposed to work. You're not working it right if you're using that. So that's the key to understanding this, setting it up so you can get financed. Like you got to understand that. Like you get credit cards in the mail. When you look at a business, when you open up a business, in the first few months, you're going to start getting credit cards in the mail. You're going to start getting solicits from people on credit, business credit and stuff. You're going to think, oh, man, this business stuff is what's up. Because you never got a personal offer in the mail that said you're approved for up to $300,000 with the asterisk on it, even if it's conditioned to it. You never got that personally. You feel me? That shows you how the time difference is 10 times to 100 times more they're going to give you for business than personal.
Yeah.
So now when they're sending you that to the mail and you go to apply and go in there to apply, you're going to find out that you don't meet the criteria. Well, why did they send this to you in the first place? Because your business is in their files. See? So now you have to have your credentials up to par so they can give that to you. That's a prime example to show you that they're willing and want to give people money. They in the business of giving money. They can't make nothing without giving the credit away. They have to give it away to make money off of it. That's what the interest is. So you need to get yourself in compliance. So what do you have to do? Okay, it's different things in the credit world that they're looking at. It's different things that you have to have set up. We already just discussed there's credit bureaus, there's business credit bureaus, okay? These business credit bureaus are based off of information from vendors, meaning the people that you spend money with. So if you've been spending money with somebody for 10 years, 5 years, 6 years, and you don't have no report and done, you don't have nothing on your file, then that means these people are not reporting you now. If you have good rapport with some of your vendors, y'all been doing good business, they know you, you might know them personally, then you could go to them because the Dunn report goes back 2 years or 3 years. 3 or 2 years. Yeah. 3 years, I believe, it goes back. They can report you cash experiences and everything, as long as they can verify them. And you could report that and go back and get some history established for yourself and for your business.
Well, all that to say, but they need to make sure that their business is structured properly first and foremost, because if it's not structured properly, you're not going to get the maximum amount of funding that you're supposed to get out there in general. So that means they need to have their EIN number. They need to get their DUNS number. They need to have their business website. They need to have their number listed on the 411. They need to have a business address. Okay, yes, home addresses are fine, but a business professional address looks way better. Who wants to give you a $1 million loan and you stay in the slums? Your business is registered in the slums. Go get you a virtual address. You won't regret it. You'll be like so happy at the end of the day because you get so much funding all off of your location. That's how they do this funding process as well. They want to see where you're located at. Also, you want to make sure that your business is structured, and if you have to also make sure it's registered in your state. You can't just get the EIN number and don't pay for the registration in your state, because I've been seeing people do that a lot. Get an EIN number, think they got to build business credit, but don't go pay the $300 fee to get it certified in a state or $400 in other states.
You avoid taxes. You ain't paying taxes if you ain't paying the state.
You know, you also have to do that as well. And you want to make sure that this business is structured properly, because when it's structured properly, ain't nothing, no weapon formed against it shall prosper. When it's structured properly, you got to. Solid structure, a solid foundation, you're going to get maximum dollars.
If you're looking now on a lot of the any kind of business applications that you fill out, a lot of them ask questions about what social websites do you have, or what social links do you have. They might have them on there themselves. Actually, do you have Yelp? Do you have LinkedIn? It might be right on there on the application, different ones, Instagram. So that shows you the importance of having those vehicles. A lot of times they want to look and see what your business activity is off of those. That'd be a lot of the things, you know. So it's good to keep those in good moral character, too. Don't mix business with personal. That's something I would recommend. I see a lot of people do it. It might not come back to haunt you now because you're not registered and doing business the way you're supposed to be when people looking into even into your business. But when you up on guns, people have inquiry, have access to looking into your business, seeing what's going on, all your information, and they might want to go pull up and see what's going on with you. And if you make the business for pleasure and you're putting personal stuff on there and you all into the ghetto stuff and putting personal stuff up there, that might get you knocked from a potential investor, vendor, or whatever.
And also, if you're putting personal stuff like that, as I said, it's so important to have a virtual address. When you first start your EIN, the first thing you need to do is go get a virtual address, because you're putting your home address out there. You're putting your personal information out there. Now you've become a target. So say you have a booming feminine hygiene product, and it's making over six figures a year. Now, everyone knows where you stay because you put that address on your EIN, the paper that you filed with the IRS, and the state, whatever state you're registering in, you put that on there as well. That's why it's so important to protect yourself, protect your assets, and get the virtual address first and foremost. Have you $40, $50, $60 to the side and get you a virtual address, and then start building your business from there. That way you're secured all the way around the board and you don't have to go back.
Yeah, because they give you that money for your business. And like I said, you get everything set up right. You paying them. You paying the people on time. That's important. You're doing business with the people and paying them on time. And that's something that I had to learn the hard way. Like, when these people give you credit, and that's one thing is that us as people, period, when people give us credit, they give us credit cards or whatever. The first thing what we do, we max them out. Oh, I got all this credit. But can you afford to pay that off? You were better if they giving you $5,000 and shit, you got $200 in your pocket. Shit, go spend $100. Go spend $150. You want to go ball out and then can't pay it. That's going to hurt you in the long run. It's going to hurt you
like
in the long run.
Personal credit. Too much of a credit usage, it hurts your credit score.
It's
the same
hurt
thing
you.
Goes with business credit. Don't go out and exceed your limit. Don't go above past your limit. Make sure you stay within a reasonable rate that you can pay back. Hey, I look at it like this. If I was about to go spend $500 in cash at Walmart and I have my Walmart credit card that's approved for $5,000, I'm just going to go ahead and go spend that $500 that I was going to spend on my card. And then I'll go and take that $500, that same cash I could have spent, take that and go make that payment. I make sure I always balance my books.
Balance your books. That's a good reference right there. Okay. So, formation, okay, the proper zip code, having the proper zip code. They do discriminate off of zip codes, so we're discussing that. When you do set up your virtual offices or whatever office that you have, you want to make sure you set it up in a prominent area, at least not a crime-targeted area. You want to do some study on statistics and see, you know, what type of loans are getting passed out in that area. Some people go get more than others, and believe that. So you want to set it up in a good location. That's key. Already discussed that. That phone number,
the field that you're in, it depends on what you're doing. What kind of business you have. Like if you're a manufacturing company, yes, you'll get more funding for manufacturing business lines of credit. Now, if you're a fleet company, say you have a trucking company or a freight company, yes, you'll get more funding for your fleet cars because it all depends on the category and the industry you're in too as well. When you're doing the business credit, is they decide how much you need for that category.
So that all comes down to the type of information that you put down when you're dealing with the credit bureaus, how many employees, how much you make, all that comes into play because that's going to dictate your finances in the future. Some people put less and still get more, but I could bear witness. It only makes sense that the more you put, if you can live up to that and make that, you might not even have 10 employees, but you might say you have 10 employees. Let me give you a key example why that'll help you. Okay, they was passing out money from the government. Okay, you only been talking about you got 4 or 5 employees. But guess what? For the people who had 10 employees or better, they was getting $10,000. They was getting $1,000 a piece. So now you went from having 4, now you want to say you got 10, but you ain't got 10 on all the other stuff that you're writing. You see, all your other stuff ain't adding up because you've been putting work. So it might be in the beginning, it's probably best to put more. Hey, if you have less, you have less. You got 10 just to start off. Be a good number. Hey, I got 10. You have a bigger business. Envision where you see your business going, not where your business is at. See, because that's what you want to put financing for. When they ask you how much do you make when you put down how much your company makes, envision where your company is at. This is a new business coming. You feel me? Envision where you see your company going, not where you think is at, or $100,000, $150,000. Hell, if you think you're going to make $1 million, to hell with somebody else. Laugh and say, put your projections down. Project it into your future. So that's what that is about. So that all comes into play with the fundability. And then forming alliances. Once you get it building up, man, we got to do better with our foreign alliance. forming alliances. We'll get to that in a second. I just want to do my commercial break. You are on Blog Talk Radio, the Morning Drip of Suleiman Bey, and we got the lovely Teve in here, Miss Queen Kitty herself. Don't forget to go to the websites and check us out at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com and also at health.info. That's the word health. You have to spell it with the dashes, h-e-a-l-t-h.info. And that's the nonprofit, the 501c3. We'll send you a receipt, and your donation is 100% undeductible. Supernaturalgalleries.com for your NFT token and your Supercoin. Go to supernaturalgalleries.com, man. We got some pre-IPO tokens and got some coins on there, man. And future investments, man. Get in like the Europeans and everybody else do. Pre-IPO, get in. And when it go public, hey, man, you'll be in for something more than what you started with. So don't forget queenkitty.net for your feminine hygiene. That's queenkitty.net and queenkitty at Instagram. And also Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. Legal Empowerment Group at the Instagram. So check us out there. You can get some do-it-yourself information, some kits and stuff. A lot of stuff that we talk about on this forum, the information and the help is there. And you can talk with us at leave your information at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. And we'll hook up with you for a meeting, Zoom, or whatever it is, to see what it is you're trying to put together, what you're trying to do. So business fundability is real, man. This is like what I'm just trying to – this whole topic is just – I wanted to go into, like, I have clients. And it's like I remember Elijah Muhammad told Farrakhan that it was the hardest thing in the world was raising the black man and woman. Like, we stiff-necked mules, like, just stubborn. And it's like, you try to tell your people, I'm putting packages together for people. I mean, just putting stuff together for them. I mean, putting money in their pocket. They don't even know it. It's like, man, if somebody walks up and gives you $20,000, you don't take it. Like, just gives it to you. Somebody you totally know, not just a stranger, somebody you totally know. Just comes out, hey, and you don't even recognize it. And when you get these vendors and stuff, you have to spend this money. And, like, they don't understand it because I go in and look at their files and see it. I don't see no action. I don't see that they got no receipts on there. From the, oh, thank you. Here's your receipt. The company is nothing. They're not doing no business. But they've got to be spending money. They got to be going to Walmart. They got to be going to these other places. And it's like, man, and we just deaf, dumb, and blind. We don't understand the importance of this type of stuff.
Well, I've always been like, hey, why not invest in myself? So I'm knowing with building business credit, you have to invest in yourself. Like right now, it's prime key to invest in yourself. You invested in everybody else. You invested in this dream. Forget that. Invest in yourself. Invest in your crowd and what you're good at. Invest in that. And then you'll see how far that takes you. And it's going to take you a lot further than everything else you've been investing in. Like you say, you're spending money everywhere else. That's like when I realized it, oh, shoot, I'm spending money at Walmart. I'm spending money on gas. Now I have a $7,000 a fleet card with gas. Like, hey, I'm spending it anyway. I'm spending cash anyway. I'm using my personal debit card or anyway. I'm using my personal credit card. Then I get these fleet cards through my business. I'm like, hell, I should have been doing this.
But what that means is spending the money on investing in yourself means that when you have your business set up and you understand that in order to get fundability, you have to be doing business with people and it has to be reported to the credit bureaus. So that means that spending money on investing in yourself meaning that you have to spend money into your business, meaning that sometimes you even spend money. It might not even be business, you could sort of say. But you could write stuff off for your business. When you understand accountability in business, it's stuff that you can write off as a business. So that's what this is. You spending this money, it's like a write-off. You spending this money with these vendors, and then they're going to report you. They're going to say, oh, here you go. Here, we give you $5,000. You could just leave the $5,000 sitting there, but they're not going to report it until you spend. You might got to spend $80 with them. You might got to spend $200 with them, whatever it is. But by you spending that money with them, now your credit is building. I got clients right now. They're getting some money, but they're not spending it on themselves. And a year will go by, 6 months will go by, and they're going to be in the same position, spending their same money, and they're not going to be getting nobody else to give them anything. And that's the cold thing about it. You got to take the chance. You got to bet yourself. When you make extra money, go spend it with them vendors on your credit profile, your business credit profile. If you got 15 vendors on there, spend with a couple of them. I don't care. Buy some T-shirts. Buy some hats, which will get your emblem and your company name on them. Pass them out. Write them. Find a way to write them off or sell them. Right? You know, find ways to be ingenuous and create. You know, and create and so these people can report. Business T-shirt, shirt fee. These people give you credit credit lines that they report.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $5,000, this type of stuff. The more you spend, they give you more.
Mm-hmm.
Man, buy some shirts, pass them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all marketing because, I mean, that's what I use those sites for. I print the labels of my companies on them, and that means all my companies. I print on those shirts, and I wear them out.
Right.
I wear my Queen Kitty shirts out, and females always ask me, like, hey, what's that? And I'm like, here's my business card.
Free marketing.
Free promotion.
$200
advertising.
For $200, buy you how many of a T-shirts. You could get whatever you could spend. They go report the whole $5,000 or whatever credit they gave you and that you're doing business with them. And here you go. You go pass out these shirts to get your stuff going and booming. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you got to think about and what we got to be on. So a lot of time, like you say, when we people creating the businesses, a lot of time people just get the EIN. And that's it. Don't even do the state level and really do business and understand that. And even if you're not doing level with the state, let's say, okay, because some people don't move like that. Like I said, this ain't the show for that. We just talking about business. Some people don't move like that. Some people don't do business with the state. Okay, you're not doing business with the state, but you still have an EIN and you still have a number. And some way, that number, if you're doing too much business, see, they ain't coming after you because ain't no business being reported. But somewhere, that thing is going to have to be responsible for some reporting. You could believe that. And that's what people don't be knowing also. You're going to be responsible for some reporting somewhere. You got to tie it in somewhere. You can't keep going on and think you're going to go on. It's not going to happen like that. And then you have to go back and figure out, and they go crush that. You got to shut that down and come anew. They go crush that, man. Wesley Snipes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes. And you got to pay the tax man, man. Some way you got to pay the tax man, unless you move in a different way, which is a different show.
That's unless they want to be a sole prop and stay on the sole prop mission and be on the sole prop way. That's the only way that's going to work, and they don't even get an EIN. They keep working under their Social Security number, keep beating a dead horse. That's what they're doing. They keep doing it that way. When they can just get an EIN, build the business credit, and, hey, live luxurious. Go get them fleet of vehicles in 90 days.
So,
you know, people, they always want to get the jump start and see this. They want to see, like, the glitter. But they don't want to go through the shit it takes to make it glitter.
Right.
They don't want to go through that. They never want to go through that.
So as I was reading the Dun's report for y'all all listening out there, and you don't understand what the Dun's report, the credit bureaus are reporting. So okay, we'll deal with the Paydex, which is determining how you pay your vendors, how you pay the people that give you money. So this says this one was insufficient and they have no payment experiences, but they want you to have, you must have 3 reported payment experiences from at least 2 different vendors to establish a Paydex score. All right? See, it says to ensure all your payments are reflected in your credit file, add trade references to your report. See? So you can add these people to your report. Show that, okay, I'm doing business with this person. They'll verify it. Dun's will verify it. Oh, you've been doing business with this person? Yeah, you put their information down. Boo-boo, send it in. Shoot, they're going to get at Joe Blow and them. And Joe Blow will either say, yay, and they've been doing business. Some people don't even report. Some people don't even like to report. Some people, if you got a good report with them, you might have to go talk to them and tell them what the benefits it is for both of y'all reporting. Maybe they don't understand and see if they do, or maybe they just don't give a damn. And when you get to the ones that don't give a damn, then that's when you got to make a judgment on whether you want to keep doing business with them or not. Because me personally, I mean, if you can't get away from them for some reason right now, that's the distributor you need, okay. But you need to be looking for a way out because all your money needs to be spent to be getting reported. Amen. I'm do a lot. Yeah. That's right. You may need to be getting spent with somebody that's reporting for your benefit, for your upliftment, because the only way you can help other people is by you getting a better deal, a better a discount, by you getting connected, right? So that's for the paydex score, right? They start off with that. So then if you want to understand your score, they got different effects. Like this one don't have no payment experiences reported. It's a higher risk region based on delinquency rates for that region. Ah, so when I start studying this, this is how I understood what was going on. I'm like, oh, they higher risk region based on delinquency rates for this region. So they target and understand that they understand the demographics. They understand who's in this demographic, how they spend money, their money habits, their patterns. And all they are the consumers in these areas, people who just spend more than they have. So these are high risk. So that tells me that if I'm establishing a business, I need to search what regions and the demographics of that region and be putting into a right region where I could get blessed. Right? Okay. So another thing it goes on and it says higher risk industry based on delinquency rates for this industry. Okay. So, again, the industry, they looking at the industry, where is that, what's this industry, what does it do, the rate of this industry. Is it do the people in this pay good? They have all these analytics. They have all these analytics to determine stuff. And the more that you understand that, the more that you can break down that DNA, then the more superior you going to be, the more business savvy you going to be, the more money you going to be able to exact out of the companies, out of these corporations and stuff, giving this money away. Limited business activity signals reported in the past 12 months, so it ain't had no business activities. Notes. The delinquency predictor score risk class indicates that this firm shares some of the same business and financial characteristics of other companies with this classification. It does not mean the firm will necessarily experience severe delinquency, but it's still telling you that in this field, that's what they're looking at. If somebody go to give you some money, it's always one gem. But you know how many people could get turned down? And even the one who becomes a gem was turned down. And then you have the people before say, oh, damn, man, and I told you. You feel me? Because in that field, it's rare. You come along and say, man, I got this idea. But so many people came along before you, and it's a graph now. You feel me? It's a graph to say no matter what you talking, the odds of what you talking ain't jack. And that's just the fact, man. That's just business, y'all. You feel me? That you might got the cure. You might be the blessing. You feel me? But this is just something that you have to deal with. So understanding what kind of field you're getting in, the industry, understanding what's against you. You feel me? You might want to get into an industry that's triggered more for success. If that's not the case, then you got to understand what you're dealing with, like I said, and then be prepared for that to go against that, work against that. Okay, another part is this. The probability of delinquency shows the percentage of firms in a given percentile that are likely to pay creditors in a severe delinquent manner. The average probability of delinquency is based on businesses in DNB's database and is provided for comparative purposes. So they're going to show you that the people in this group, how they pay their creditors. They pay in severe delinquency, like, oh, late. You feel me? They're showing you this, the patterns of this. So you got to be able to buck that pattern. You got to know that they're waiting for that. And you got to be paying your stuff early to beat the odds. Now, you don't mean you can't beat the odds. You just got to know what's up against you. People in that are sluggards. They don't pay on time. They late. So you can boom yours up by being opposite of everything what they're saying. I'm just giving you the notes that DNB are writing. Okay? The next one says, the delinquency predictor score percentile reflects the relative ranking of a firm among all scorable companies in DNB's file. See, they're comparing you with all relative companies. The next one says the delinquency predictor score offers a more precise measure of the level of risk than the risk class and percentile. It is especially helpful to customers using a scorecard approach to determining overall business performance. Okay. So see, there's different reflections that they're dealing with here, different demonstrations. Okay. So this one says the factors affecting this company's score. Okay, no payment experiences, meaning that this company that I'm reading here, and I keep my companies private, but this company right here been in business since 1994. it's been reported. It has a credit report with the business. It has a credit number with the business bureau, but it ain't been doing no business. It don't know that it has a number because I talked to them. They're my clients. It doesn't know that it has a number. So that's why I took this case on, to show them, to teach these people, brothers and sisters, how to uplift themselves and their company and to live better. And it says no payment experience. Man, it's 1994. So you got 2004, 2014, and the 7 is 21, 28 years. That's a disservice to yourself and your family, unbeknownst to ourselves. We just don't know. Could have had so much business credit. Man, could have had fleet. Man, we got fleet cards. Man, we got fleet cards. We got over 12. That one company got over $12,000 in gas cards alone. Man, when you could go get multiple cars and ask, how many cars you want, 15, 10? Then you go get a fleet for your company because you've been doing business right. You got your business set up right. Man, you might be in the business and need multiple cars. So that's what it's about. So it says, no factors affecting this company's score. It gives you a whole printout. No payment experience. If you got a company out there, I could print wherever your company, I could print your company name in, your the state is in, and pull up your whole company file, boom, 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 and see what's affecting it, see if it got a DUNS number, see if it's doing business right. And I could determine right there whether you're getting funny. You might be getting some money, but you ain't getting no money. You spending your own money to get some money. That's hard. You see, this American dream is to spend other people's money. So it says the factors affecting this company score, no payment experiences. The financial stress class summary model predicts the likelihood of a firm ceasing business without paying all creditors in full, or reorganizing, or obtaining relief from creditors under state federal law over the next 12 months. Scores were calculated using a statistically valid model derived from DMV's extensive database. Data files. Mm. That's deep. That's like I got to go get back all my redemptions from my tax exempt company that they taxed me for. I got all my forms. I got to go sit and get all those back. Okay, it says the financial stress class indicates that this firm shares some of the same business and financial characteristics of other companies with this classification. It does not mean the firm will necessarily experience financial stress. Like I said, it don't mean it will. It's up to you. Like, you got to, you know, you got to understand what you're up against. You got to pay people early. Paying on time don't mean nothing, man. If you want a good score, you got to pay people early. Pay them before the invoice. Pay like 15 days ahead of time. If you get a 30-day vendor, then you got to pay every 30 days. When you get it, 14 days later, have it paid in full. I mean, you do that all the time, you will boom. Okay, next. The incidence of financial stress shows the percentage of firms in a given class continued operations over the past year with loss to creditors. The incidence of financial stress national average represents the national failure rate and is provided for comparative purposes. See? This is what they're looking at. Next one says, the financial stress national percentile reflects the relative ranking of a company among all scorable companies in DMV's file. The financial stress score offers a more precise measure of the levels of risk than the class and percentile. It is especially helpful to customers using a scorecard approach to determine an overall business performance. All financial stress class percentile score and incidence statistics are based on sample data from DMV's credit limit recommendation is intended to help you better form. Okay, yeah. So that was that. I lost the page. Where is the page? Where is the double page? Okay, then the next one, go to understanding your score. DMV's credit, they give you a recommendation, right? It's intended to help you more easily manage your credit decision. It provides two recommendations, recommended dollar guidelines. So the DMV go recommend, Dun & Bradstreet's go recommend how much you credit worthy on based upon this all this company, this industry data. And lenders look to this type of data when they're giving away money. All right? Just want you to know that. So here go the guidelines, the dollar guidelines. A conservative limit, which suggests a dollar benchmark if your policy is to extend less credit to minimize risk. A aggressive limit, which suggests a dollar benchmark if your company is to extend more credit with potentially more risk. So they're going to give two of them. One, if they're trying to, if you high risk and they want to give you a little credit, they're going to put a dollar amount, what they think they should give you. And if you, if they want to spend more credit and be high risk and give you more credit, then they're going to give you a dollar, so they'll give a high and a low credit recommendation on what's your, on your data file. The dollar guideline amounts are based on a historical analysis of credit demand of customers in DNB's U.S. payment database, which have a similar profile to your business. So everybody else will affect you. Really, everybody else affects you. It really don't matter what you do. Only thing that matters what you do is what you do and create a history. That's what's going to create and open up the doors for you. But if you just created a business based off of information, you would do better. You know, it's cool to do one off of heart, but if you do the business based off of information, based off the data that they're looking for, and do the opposite and look, give what exactly what they're looking for and go into the industries that, that they're doing good and that they're paying good and all that, that's how you go bubble. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. Digging in and finding which one is suitable and then making it happen. Okay, so the next factors affecting your score. It says four, payments. So it says payment experiences, DMV file. Total payment experiences during the last 3 months, not applicable. Okay, nothing, all non-applicables. All the whole, so everything is non-applicable. Got all the company information. 1994, like I said, that's a lot of long time. Okay, the following information was reported on 12/21 December. Yep, in December. So, you know, okay, I'm sorry, y'all. So this one had a conservative credit limit of $1,000 and an aggressive credit limit of $5,000. Been doing business for 27-plus years. And because of no information in there, being conservative, they give you $1,000. Being aggressive, at the most, they would give this company $5,000. Now, you see what the disservice is? Okay. So they're judging over the regions. When you look through it, they go through the regions. The payment experiences, just like in the regular credit, is the payment experiences is big, how you pay the people, how quick you pay them. That's real big. You pay your stuff off fast. Another thing, the credit bureaus, business credit bureaus, you want to put your you want to put in your filings, like for instance, your banking financials. You want to report your financials so they can get a real story of what's going on with you, so you can really get financing. You can't lie and fake it through and say you're doing this, this, and that. You need to really be doing what you say and really have the papers to back. If you got the papers, put this way, if you got the paper game to back what you say that you're doing, then you could get exactly what you want, and that's what this is about. Yep, you could get exactly what you want if you got the paper game to back it, meaning you got to put your financial statements inside the business bureaus. You got to give them to them. Yeah, you got to give them your bank statements. You know when you go to get loans, they look for at least 90 days back. They want to see the last 90 days of your banking statement. They want to see if you made at least $10,000, at least minimum, in each month, the last three months. And if you can show that and you got that and you got that going through their system, hey, man, you're going to be getting a lot of finance income, a lot of cards, a lot of opportunities to get fleets and stuff. Yeah, so like I said, having enough vendors on there and reporting to enough vendors is important. If you don't know how to do it, that's what companies like ours is for. You on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Check us out at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Also check us out on Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group for your do-it-yourself. We got a lot of do-it-yourself information and stuff, the little e-books and stuff on there that you could grab up to help you a lot. If you want to leave your information with us at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com, we'll get at you and get you together, get you package together and on business formation. We'll put the lines on there. We got a package too right now. It's $299. We get the, you need three payment experiences on there to for Duns. We get those on there and some more. So we'll get you at least 10 different vendors we'll put on your thing for sure. And we'll get you 10 of them on there. You will have over $10,000 worth of credit line. It's more than that. I just wanted to throw that out there. It's just for people who really want it. You come see it's really more than that. So you have a nice percentage of credit lines on your business file, and all you have to do is start spending money with them. So for $299, you will have over $10K. You're getting $10K worth of credit. So meaning that if you spend the business money with these people and pay them on time, they're going to extend that credit. So within the first year, you could triple that. So you could go from $10,000 to $30,000 easy, or even $100,000 in credit easy, just off of spending $300 and having the right vendors and stuff, having vendors put on there and spending money with them. That's the key with it. You got to spend the money with the vendors so they can report. All right? So, and then you make them report the right way by you paying on time. And on time means super early, not the day before or the day of. Nobody never taught us that. All right? So that's what this is about, man. Listen, I want y'all to make sure y'all keep tapping in. We're doing this a lot during the week. Sometimes it's every day, sometimes it's not. So you just have to put a pop-up if your email is in. Other than that, you'll see it post up when it posts up on Facegram and Tumblr and Twitter. You know, you'll see it pop up. And just follow us, man. A lot of stuff we can go into about the business formation and all that. But the key is just to understanding where you're setting it up at, understanding what's up against you, what you're up against. That's the biggest thing. Once you know that, then you can get around everything. You can really boom and really understand that American dream is based off of credit, man. People, everything over here, they got credit to found this corporation. So that credit is the name of the game, man. You know, so that's what you want to do. You want to understand the credit game and understand how to get funded for yourself and your business. If you knew better, you do better, and that's what we're trying to do. Man, it's been a blessing, man. I've been on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. I didn't even want to get up and do it. You see, I'm late. I usually be early. But the people are calling, man. The people want it. You got to be a servant first to your people. When you don't want to do stuff, you still got to give it. And, yeah, it benefits me, too. It benefits me when you study it, when you follow it and study it and see that it's truth and you act on it and you tell other people about it. Yeah, that helps me, too. That helps us all. So that's what this is about. Okay, each one becoming one. So I appreciate y'all. Peace and love. Thank you for coming in. I'm going to leave in peace. Hope y'all stay strong in spirit and in mind and body. And just stay focused. Stay vigilant out there, man. Love your family and self. And strive to do better. I thank y'all. Slide through again. Come and see me. Peace and love.
The fuck is mad that I'm icy. So hard, make them come and dust me. I think I'm beating you. Look at my timepiece. It's in out of me here. My direction leaks. Look at yourself. Now look at me. You can't see a nigga. I'm what you used to be. Look at it this way. You niggas sideways. Always getting money. My nigga crime, baby. So fuck a nigga. I'm self-made. You a sucker, nigga. I'm self-paid. It's for my broke nigga. It's for my rich nigga. Got a 100 on that hood. I'm a slick nigga. I think I'm big meat. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One nation under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking star. I think I'm big meat. Larry Hoover. Getting work. Hallelujah. Go. One nation under God.